Okay, gentlemen, we're in the Rambam. Perek Ches, Hilchas Psula Mikdashim, Halacha Vav. We're stuck on the last part of the Rambam. And Baruch Hashem, Hashem helped me. I was able to break through and get unstuck. We'll just have to chazer for a minute, if you recall. Let's just briefly,
why not
orally,
six?
Orally,
yeah. Why five
go over
six?
Mishnah 6. Again, we're talking about two people, and they had different groups of undesignated birds, pairs of birds. And we said one group was bigger than the other group. For example, one person had four birds and one person had six birds. Two pairs, and one had three pairs, and they got mixed up, if you recall. And that's the picture over here. Four birds, I'm listening to them. They're supposed to be an ola, chatas, six over there. They got all mixed up. So we said, if let's say, now what the coin is supposed to do, and what he did do, is two other different things. But if he went and decided to take them all, and bring them all 10 of them above the line, or all 10 below the line, then we could say with assuredly that half are okay and half are not okay,
yeah.
Because half of all the birds were supposed to be up, and half of the
Supposed to be down.
So the ones that are supposed to be up, so we know five are okay. He did five good ones, and he did five bad ones. That was the easier one to understand. Problem is, what if he does half of them above and half of them below? And he says the difference if he asks in advance or if he did after the fact. And we said after the fact, we say six are okay, but the expense of four being puzzle.
Yeah.
If he'd ask in advance, we would only allow him to do four, and we were stuck on the four, wondering, well, why couldn't he do more? So now...
Well, he could do five, but he couldn't do six.
No, he can't even do five. And you're going to see why, and let's hope I haven't forgotten since this morning.
You knew it this morning. You knew it at lunch. You knew it at lunch.
I had it this morning at 9:30, but it's been 12 hours since then. So let's hope I haven't forgotten.
You've got to review
it. That's how hard it is. Now, we're gonna pick, this is the scenario. Remember, as long as one scenario messes up, it could be it's that the scenario. So let's do this really slowly, okay? So there are 10, and you don't know which ones you got over here.
Don't have a clue.
So we're going to show you a scenario that once you're past four, you were for sure going to make something puzzle. Now, initially, we never really need to make a puzzle. Initially, you say, well, what can I do without any problems? Well, we're going to see it can only be four. Once you get to five, we have a scenario where you could have a problem. So let's look carefully. So let's say he starts off with one on the top. Okay, let's say he puts one. I got five above and five below. The question is, which ones are going to be above and below? Well, let's start one at a time. Let's say he starts, well, you're going to want to start one above, one below. You got a pair. Another one above, another below. You got a pair. You're going to see how far can you take this. Okay.
Four.
Now, I'm going to the worst possible scenario. We'll see. Okay, let's say the first one he takes is an all-in. It can be any of these 10. But what if the first one he takes is from the one who got four?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, now these can be decided how you want to decide it. But of these four, these four... Two have to be olas, two have to be chatas. If I take three as an ola,
no,
then the third one is no good. It's only going to have two olas and two chatas, right? Because it's a pair. It's an undesignated pair that they have to be two. So let's say he takes one, okay, that's going to be an ola. Okay, now he's going to take another one out for chatas to be the pair, right? So we got over here, chatas number one.
Right.
Let's say, okay, and that will be designated as a chat, even though he didn't determine... But, well, one's going to be an ola and one's going to be a chatas. Okay, that's fine. Now we go to ola two.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what if ola two, he also happens to be one from this group. So, but let's say now he's taken this one, which really should be a pair to be a chatas. Well, what did I do? What did I do? Ola 2.
Right.
Let's say he takes that one,
right?
Okay, so that second one's an ola. So, I got two olas, everything's fine.
Right.
Okay, now I'm going for chatas 2.
Right.
Now, what if for chatas 2, I happen to pick this one? This one here. From the other group of six. It's possible.
Yeah.
Right?
But it can be a chattis because it's not designated yet.
So but anything.
No, but anything from that group. This is the one that's below.
Yeah.
So that below means I want a chattis.
Right. Anything no, from that group.
Yes, chattis. Yeah. And I took one of these six.
Yes.
So not this one, you know, anyone, but it would be a chattis.
Yeah. And now.
So I've got already, what do we got from this group already?
Three.
I have two olos from here.
Yes.
And one chattis from here.
Yes.
Now when he does the next one above the line, what's that got to be?
It's got to be an olo.
Now what if
that takes a chattis?
Is this one, which has to be a chattis.
It has to be.
Because I already got three from that to our chattis, but I already used this chattis to match that one. So
okay.
Now this one becomes a third ola. Not a ches, but an ayin.
Okay.
He can't have three olas out of those four.
That do it.
All right, so that's why you can't go past four. Four is for sure good, because either I do it the way I had it here, one, two, three, four over here, or I get all four over here. But once I hit five, although most of the situations will be benign, but one of them would not work. Once I get one of the four goes out of here, and now I get a third one being a third ola, which can't be three olas out of four. That's why if you ask, we'll say just do four, two above. If you want to do above and below, four would work. Not once you go once past four, it doesn't go.
So, but why are we lenient if you don't ask? I don't understand why. Like if you don't,
ask after the fact, he did it. So now,
but maybe he did that.
No. But that's why four are puzzles still. Let's remember, it's not that he can do six.
No, but why?
He didn't ask. He shouldn't have done anything without asking. Uh-huh. Now, if he shechted all ten, he did five above and five below. I demonstrated yesterday how it's possible that you could have six that are good, but it's the expense of four being puzzle, and you're not allowed to make an animal make him puzzle. It's not like, oh, he gained by not asking questions. He lost terribly. He puzzled four animals. We're just saying after the damage was done, and after he did it, he didn't ask any questions. Okay, let's pick up the puzzle and see what we got. Well, we could say with certainty six were okay, but with certainty or doubt, four are not good and could very well be puzzle. Therefore, we don't recommend, you don't do this.
But couldn't you say after the fact 10 are good?
No.
Maybe.
You don't know. And when it's maybe, you have to assume the worst. You always have to assume the worst. Can never assume the best. These people need kapara. How can you say, the person has kapara, the people had a yoledes or whatever.
But if you got to know worst, why you say four?
But all you get is...
Because you didn't puzzle anything.
You're not supposed to take an animal and make it puzzle onto these paths. It's a terrible avera. So when you're asking the question, we're saying the most you could do is four. That's the most you could do. And we know you'll get four kosher ones above and below. Because for sure four, well, now for who, that's another question. Who's going to get the kapara? That's something we can negotiate later. But you can get four without a problem. So therefore you at least save four animals instead of losing all ten. But if he did it already, okay, now you gained on the deal, so to speak, at the expense of sinning to the extent of wrecking up four animals. Baruch Hashem. Makes sense?
Makes complete sense, Rabbi.
Okay, so let's see if we can remember it by tomorrow.
I remember that.
So Zion just recaps this last halacha. There's no new information in Zion. He's just telling us the rule that's based on what we said. And the wording... the commentary say is not so perfect. You got to quetch in, but basically Zion is just repeating what we just said. Zach Cloud, this is the rule. Kol she'osa koin mi dai to. When the coin does it from his own knowledge without asking questions. Chetz and lamala, half of them, no matter what they are, but let's say five and five. Five above, the chetz and matam, five below. V'efsher shelo yeh mishal echad lamala. And it can't be that one of them has all of them. Can't be, because there's two of them, and you can't tell me that all of them are above and below. So Hareza Hamaruba Kosher, the one that had more, that's the number that after the fact we'll say is kosher. Why? Ho the Dover Yadua, because we know for sure, Shemitzos Karbonos Lamal, because half of the animals are supposed to go above. Umitzos and Lamata, and half of them below, you'll call Karbonosov Ksheirim. So between all those Korbanos, you'll have some kosher ones over there, and it'll work out according to the number that he had, because he has six, and theoretically
the bigger group.
Six should work. But after six, it doesn't work. The wording is not so perfect, but that's what he means over there. The lower, so that, therefore we say you get the six. Okay, next case. These next three are not so hard. So get a little breather. Ninth chapter is a killer.
Killer.
It's a killer. But I started it, and I got some nice little pictures from my Masifta. But anyway, we'll see how far we go.
Masifta, which one?
On Kinim.
Oh, you bought Masifta on Kinim?
Well, I bought it for Tumid. Remember when we did Tumid on Shavuos night?
Oh, yeah.
So Masifta's got a lot of, about 20 pages of pictures, but it's in Hebrew, but we can negotiate.
Sure we can.
Okay, anyway, but we're not up to these pictures. Ches. Shnaim shalachu kineim be'eruf. This is a very straightforward halacha. Two separate people, they bought their nest, their pairs, at the same time. Be'eruf means at the same time. In other words, and they didn't designate, oh, let's say, I want to buy two, you want to buy two. Here, we're giving money in the store. We're buying four between the two of us. So it's not one guy bought it for himself, another guy bought it, and got mixed up. They bought it in a mixed up, which you can't do. Two guys say, no, do me a favor, go to the store and buy four, two for me, two for you.
Yeah.
And they're all bought together.
Yeah.
Or even simpler, or shenasu d'mei kenayim l'kohen. They go to a kohen and say, here's the money to buy four birds.
Yeah.
Buy four birds. I need two. He needs two.
Right.
You can do that. That's not a problem. So now the kohen, let's say, he took the money. He said, okay, this person needed a kapara. This person needed a kapara. So now he's got four birds in front of him. The kohen can decide, okay, this bird and this bird is going to be the chatas and ola for this person.
Yeah.
And this bird is going to be the chatas and ola for the other person. So la'eza shiirtza ha'kohen yakriv chatas. The kohen can decide who he wants that this bird will be a chatas for, whoever he wants to be a chatas for. La'eza shiirtza yakriv ola. And which one he wants to be an ola will be an ola. Why? Because here's the rule. He's laying down a rule that we've kind of known already. Now he's spelling it out. She'en akinim misporshim. The pairs of birds do not get defined only when we define them. Ella only bilakichasal, when the owners buy it and define it at the time of ownership. If they don't define it at the time of ownership, it's not defined. Oh, basiyas kohen, when the kohen processes them and he defines them right before the process. Kamosh Barna, as we've explained. So he's basically saying that's when you can. So this such a thing can be done. Things can be defined really in the beginning or late in the game. That's just a general rule that he's throwing out at us, and that doesn't create any problems. Okay.
The two that I brought, if they go to you, if we reverse them, it doesn't make a difference?
We didn't designate any.
Designate for any person, never mind anybody.
Now, if I say, this one is my bird for chatas, and this was my phone, the other guy said,
now
then we have
it's my bird. We don't say chata. It's my bird.
No, this bird that I own is for my chatas.
Yeah.
And I've designated it. This bird is for my ola. Now you have serious problems.
No, but
then we can't fix anything up.
This one is for my chatas or ola. It's still bone.
Well, I haven't designated.
No, I'm just saying, okay.
I haven't designated which one's for which. We're just saying you can buy four, and the designation can wait till the last minute, or can be done right at the beginning. That's all it's basically saying.
Better to wait.
Okay, now here's another case now, a different case. Test. Hoyu lifnei ha-koyen chato'os ve'olos. A kohen had in front of himself, and they have to add in, very important, birds that have been defined beforehand.
Designated.
All right, whatever the situation is, let's say there's two birds, this one is a chatos, this is an ola, this is a chatos, it's been defined. Okay, and what happens? And he mixes them up. They get mixed up or whatever. So we have defined birds that are mixed up. Now, before I take another step further, what should be the next thing to happen automatically without any more discussion? You got chatas and olas all mixed together. What should be the next step? Should be. If he'd ask, what would we say to do now?
How many are there?
Doesn't matter.
Can't do anything.
They're defined. Right. Any case you want. Here's one chatas and one ola bird. One chatas and one ola. Oh, I mixed them all up.
Kill them all.
That's all you can do. Once the chatas,
kill them all.
And that's what he should have done. Put them in the kippah. Goodbye. Got nothing to deal with them. But he didn't do that. Now we're going after the fact.
Oh boy.
Asa shtehem lamala. So let's say he does two of them, meaning all of them. Let's say they were just two birds, but whatever. You do them all above. O shtehem lamala, or both below. It could be two birds mixed up. Four birds mixed up, doesn't matter. But the idea being equal amounts over here. So he does, let's say, everything above or everything below. Well, obviously, mechtza kosher, half is kosher, umechtza pasul, and half is pasul. Why? Let's say he has two birds. One's a chatas, one's an ola. He puts both on the top.
Yep.
Well, then only the ola. The ola is for sure.
For it to be effective, you have,
No, we could say one bird is okay.
Yeah.
Now you get another bird afterwards.
You need a chatas.
But clearly, if you're putting them all above, well, the one that should be above is kosher. The one who's not supposed to be above is that.
But you just don't know
he does both of them below, same thing. Shteim lamata, mechza kosher, mechza pasul. Now, what if Asa Chetzin Lamala v'Chetzin Lamata?
Nothing.
What if there's some above and some below? Below Yada, he doesn't know. He doesn't know what's up, but he doesn't know what's up or down. Hare HaKol puzzled, and everything's puzzled.
It has to be.
Shani Omer, I'll say Ha'olos, I'll say the wrong thing happened. Murphy's Law. The Olos went below, v'Chetzin Lamata, Chaos went above.
Yeah.
Now that is... if you don't ask questions, and these are defined birds, so that's where it works out. Now comes a very interesting scenario. Yud and Yudalef go together. It's not hard. Okay. Hayulafanif now, Shlosha Tziburovas. Now you have three different groups of birds.
Mm-hmm.
Let's define all the three groups of birds. And right now, they're equal in size.
Mm-hmm.
We maybe can discuss if they're not equal in size later. But right now they're all equal in size. Let's say 4, 4, 4, however you want, equal in size. Echad, one is chatos. You know they are korban chatos birds. Now, I don't care how we got at this, you know, why he divided this way. I'm just telling you the realities. Let's say there are four birds right here. He knows that these are four chatos birds. Finished. Now there's another group right next to it.
Olos.
Ve'echad olos. And now you got over here birds that are olos. Same number.
They're not mixed.
For sure. They're not mixed. These are supposed to be brought as chatas below the line. These are also to be brought above the line.
And now
you got a third group.
Zero designation.
The echad sasam, one is non-designated group, and you bought them in pairs. And let's say you bought two pairs, you got four. Chetze olos, two are going to be, or half, whatever the number is, are going to be olos. The chetze chatas. And chatas below pairs, and they've not been designated.
Right.
And then what happened? They now got all mixed up.
Oh, no.
Have to add that in between the lines.
Ugh.
Okay, before we go further, again, initially, if you're asking a Shaila, what will we tell you to do? Simple answer.
Kill them all.
Why?
They're all mixed up.
Not that's not enough. There's four Vaday designated Chatas.
Yes, four.
And that's it. And if you know you have a Chatas there for sure... that it has to be used as a chatas, and if it's not used as a chatas, it's a bad thing.
It's bad.
Everything's puzzled. And we never have a choice. But, of course, what if he decided to process them all anyway?
Wait.
Without looking ahead, let's try to analyze. He processes them all anyway.
Okay.
How many can we say are okay?
The four chatas. If he processes them all as chatas... right? The four designated will somehow get processed.
So let's start with, let's say he processes them all above or all below. If he does all 12 above or all 12 below, tell me how many are going to be okay.
Four.
And why? Four. Well, let's say he goes above. So what's going to be kosher?
Nothing.
No. All 12 above.
Yes. The one who have not been designated yet.
Well, let's start with the designated. Two. Wait a minute.
Okay.
You designated four as olos, right?
Yes.
What about those olos? Are they okay?
Yeah.
For sure. There were four for sure olos.
But you don't know if you got them.
But you did all 12 above.
Oh, okay. So those four.
You took all 12 birds.
Then all four are good.
So we know the olos are for sure good because that's where an olos is supposed to go. Somewhere in these 12 are four vaday olos. What about the four chatas?
All pasul.
Four chatas are all pasul.
All pasul.
We know there's four for sure. Now what did I have? I have
two.
Four that can go in pairs.
Yes.
So between those four, how many are okay?
Two.
Two, because two have to be olos.
Six.
Two chatas. So it comes out in this scenario, no matter what the amount is, if it's one, can't have one, it's if it appears. 2, 2, 2, 4, 4, 4, 6, 6, 6, the answer is half of all of them are good. Because the ones that for sure should be above are okay, the ones who shouldn't be above are for sure not good, and of the middle, half are good and half are bad. And that's what Rambam says.
Mm-hmm.
All above or all below, mechza kosher, half are kosher, umechza pasul, half are pasul. That's a pretty straightforward one. Now, what we're going to do next is not all above, all below, but in our case, 4, 4, and 4, 6 above, 6 below. Without looking ahead, Martin.
Okay.
Okay? I did now half above and half below.
Okay.
So now, let's think it through.
So, we know for a fact one thing.
Well, let's look at the 4 chattas.
Yes.
Between the 4 chattas, what happens if half or above or half or below?
Puzzle.
The puzzle.
2. Well, 2 are good.
Well,
but
what if all 4 of the chattas happen to be the ones I did above?
They're all puzzle.
I don't know, but could they
and
not have been all
olos
above?
Are the below.
Okay, what about all the olos?
Oh,
could it possibly
thing.
Be of the
yes,
6 all 4?
Yes.
So now what do I got
2.
Left?
You got 2 that are all okay.
I've got 4. Now those 4.
Yes.
Now let's think for a minute. Now either.
Yes, those 4.
2 would be good for sure.
2 are above, 2 are below.
What if all 4 went above?
Then the only 2 are good.
Then only 2 are good.
Yeah.
What if all 4 are below?
Only 2 are good. I said 2.
But it's not possible if all 12 be above and all 12 below.
Right.
Or
we
all
said
12,
six
it's
going to
be 6 and 6. I'm going to have a little bit of everything, but I don't know what I have.
Yes.
Kind of confusing. So let's see what the Rambam concludes. Also, chetzin umala vechetzin umata, half above and half below. But now I have to add something very important in between the lines that changes all the meaning over here. He took one group above and one group below, meaning to say, and a third group, the susum one, he did half above and half below. That's what the commentaries say. Okay? So to what degree are they mixed up? I guess he... what did he mix up exactly? Well, one group, I guess he doesn't know if it's the chattas or the ola group.
Yeah.
He brought one of them all above, and one group he did all below, and the third one...
Could be all wrong.
He did... So that's how half works out in this case. The undisclosed one, he did half above and half below. Mm-hmm. That's what the commentaries add over here, or it won't make any sense. All right? So in other words, if I... Between the olos and chattas, I don't know which one's which.
Right.
One I did them all above, and one I did all below. The one that is undisclosed, I did half above and half below.
Right.
So what's going to happen? So ena kosher, the only kosher ones are elasasim bavad, only one that wasn't designated.
Yeah, that's it.
Because half above and half below, that's fine.
That's great.
Four undesignated,
four birds.
Half can go above. Shasa chetzulamala vechetzulamata. And it can be divided between the owners.
Sure.
Remember, there's different owners, and you can say, okay, you get two, we make you happy, but Olashnem, it works for both of them. Because Shariat Kain, any Odel, Azim and Perish, he doesn't know which one he designated. Remember, he didn't designate which one. Ulaisman Yosa, and which one was the one that was undesignated. Ushnat, Sibir, and Farashim, but the one that were clearly designated, Psulim.
Yeah.
They're apostles. He doesn't know which one went above and below.
You have no idea.
Maybe the Ola was done below and messes it up.
Yeah.
The Chat is above.
4.
Right? So really, that's all 3 equal. Now, the truth of the matter is, if the undesignated birds are a smaller number, you still know the answer, don't you?
Yeah.
It's going to be half of what the smaller number is.
Yeah.
And if the undesignated is bigger, it's going to be half of what the undesignated one is as well.
Yeah.
So that's how that works. Okay. Finish with that scenario. Now, we still got another 5 minutes. Yes?
Yep.
So let's go on to the next chapter, and this is where the fun begins. If you thought this was hard, this chapter, it was just a warm-up.
Warm-up. Whoa. Okay,
turn up your books. This is a quiz.
Paul, we're getting a handout here. So.
Okay. So this Rambam is nearly quoting word for word the first Mishnah and the second Perek of Kenan. Okay? So let's take it really slow. Start with Aleph. Maybe that's as far as we're going to go. Let's see. Okay. We got here over here a cane stuma. You've got a cane, undisclosed, undetermined, let's say a pair of birds. Okay? You haven't decided what's what. One eventually will be decided as a chatas and one as an ola. Now, listen carefully what happens next. Sheparach mimena goes over. One of the two flies away. It is gone. We never saw it again. And we have to add in, and we assume no coin will ever find it. It will never be brought as a korban again. It's lost.
Wow.
It's not like it's flying around and maybe someone will find it and give it the coin.
Gone.
And the coin will take the bird
Long
and maybe
gone.
Use it as a chatas. Gone, you're never going to see again. So all I got left is one little birdie.
Flew the coop.
One little birdie.
That's true.
Or.
That's for Paul.
O shaparach lebein ha'ofos.
Don't do that.
Or it flew in
amongst the other birds.
Between other birds. Shiamus and alochas, they all got to get killed. Where we had examples before. Mixed in with a chattis. Mixed in with a chattis or whatever. Same thing. It's never going to be brought as a korban. It's gone. O shemes. Oh, let's say one of three died. So it's any one of three scenarios where one of the two birds is out, never to return again, never to be used possibly as a korban again, never. All I got left is one birdie left. Now what do you do? Why do I need two birds?
Yeah.
So the Rambam says, simple. Yikach zug l'shei, buy a second bird. Another one. Now it's interesting, why did the Rambam choose Cain Stuma, an undisclosed one? What about if he disclosed them? Would the law be any different? The Kama says, no, absolutely not. Let's say, this is the Ola, and this is the Chattis. I know which one's which. Nothing's mixed up. And I know the Chattis flew away and died. Or I know the Ola flew away and died. For sure the Halach is, just buy another one and designate it as a Chattis or an Ola. The Chiddush, the Rambam is saying, even picking undisclosed, where you might have had an erroneous Havamina, which is what? Well, since they're undisclosed, maybe each one's like a shtickle chattis, shtickle olf.
Right.
And only when I split them up do they part ways. And one's a chattis, one's an olf. But if one just died without me designating, I got like a one chatzi chatzi here, and I just got to throw it out. I might have thought erroneously.
No.
So Ram says, even if I haven't designated anything, you know what? I can still decide how I want to designate it by buying another bird. And now that I have another brand new bird, I put the two together, and now I can decide which one is a chattis and which one is an ola. Okay, that is pretty simple. Okay, now the fun. Now that's when it flies away, and we're never going to see it again. Now this case is the picture over here. I don't think we're going to finish, but let's just start. Okay, parach lebein hakrevos. Okay, you got. Let's say. Two birds, or it could be four birds for that matter, and he leaves one behind to fly into another undisclosed nest as well. In other words, he had two groups. One of them flew away. Let's say he had two
one
over
bird
here.
Or one group.
Two birds. Let's say he had two birds here, and let's say four birds here. Let's say, okay. So this bird just flew out and went into here. Went into the other group. All right? Parach lebein hakrevos.
And it's undisclosed.
Which is undetermined ones. If they're determined, you have to just kill everything. There's nothing to discuss anymore because we know there's a chattis over there. Nothing's been determined yet. All right? So you had two here. One flew out and fell into this bunch. I don't think it's this picture. I don't think we're going to get to this yet. So what happens? Well, puzzle, that bird who flew in becomes puzzle. Uposel echad kenegdo, and one of the four he knocks out as well. While there are now five in this group, now that there's five in this group, what happens is of the five, I only have three that are going to be usable. The one that flew in becomes puzzle, and the one and another one in there,
do we know which one flew in?
We don't know which one.
So we
these are undesignated. There are two undesignated here, and let's say four undesignated here. Yeah. One bird flies from here and goes into here. Now, what am I going to do with these five? That's what we want to know.
Right.
So we're saying what happens is...
You can't add one to make it six?
No, because this is a designated group. You'll see.
It's designated.
It's already a group that has four animals. Two are chattis, two are olas. I don't know which one they are. And one more. Let's see. So it becomes puzzle, the one that flew in, and it takes one out with it. So in other words, of the five, two are out. Why? Shahagozel haporeach mikain sasum lebein hakrovas. Now, the Rama isn't giving you a reason. He's just quoting a quote of a Mishnah. This is not to be understood as a reason. He's just repeating the rule. He says, because a Mishnah says that when a bird flies out from one cane sasum to another one that's next door that sasum, it becomes pasul, uposalechna, and pasul's one opposite. So it's just repeating what he said. Kate said, let's have an example. Parach gozo mina sosum. Let's say a bird goes out from this undisclosed, let's say two birds, he flies out, la sora ofisus, to 10 birds that are undesignated, that you know you've got to pick 5 chattis and 5 olas. So you got to do that. But now you got 11. Okay, now, he didn't ask any questions and he just started to go. So at the end of the day, he shechted all 11. The question is, how many of the 11 will we say are kosher, and how many are not? So let's see. What did he do? First of all, where did he shech them? How many above the line? How many below the line? Let's say it did 5 below the line. Vishisha lamat, 6 above the line. Question, how many are okay? From the 6 above the 5
below. Best case scenario or all?
Well, we always have to pick worst case. We always have to go with worst, and that's what you can be sure with. Well, let's see. Hare chamesh olos ksher. So the 6 that he did above as olos, 5 will be okay. Me'ah shisha shalmala, from the 6 above, okay.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter which one was there. Let's think for a minute. If you had 10, how many did you have? You had a total of
11.
10 animal, 10 to start. Now you got 11.
Yeah.
So now you did 6. Now there's two scenarios. Either you did 6 of the original 10.
Right.
For sure you couldn't do 6, you only could do 5.
Right.
So one's bad. And we'll see. And if that's not it, let's say I only did 5. But one is from the other birdie, the wrong birdie. Well, that wrong birdie couldn't be used either. Why can't he be used either? Because we don't know yet what the remaining bird back home would be used for.
Right.
That one bird that lost his other one, he's going to need a shidduch.
He needs a shidduch.
And we're going to give a shidduch. And now we don't know yet. That bird may be shechted as an ola already. And now this is going to be a second ola. You follow?
Yeah.
Because it goes back to its mate. The fact that it mixed up another group, it still belongs to its mate, right?
So 4 and 5.
So therefore, the one on top, you did 6. You're only going to get 5.
Yeah.
Why? Even if I picked 6 of the original 10, I only could have 5 of the original 10 above. Even if I picked 5 of the original 10, but the 6th one from the other one that came out, he can never be good because we really don't know what its status is ever going to be based on what the one behind would be. So that's always a bad one. So that's why you get 5 above. If you set 6 above, you only can walk out with 5 with certainty.
Okay.
Correct? Because either you picked all 6 of the original 10, 5 are good, 1 isn't good, or you picked 5 of the original 10 and added the new birdie for sure isn't good either.
If you did 5 above, only 4 would be...
I'm not talking about that. I'm saying this is what he did. Okay. 6 above, and he did all 11. So we're just playing out the math. Okay, what about the below ones?
Right, four.
And 4 out of the 5 below,
yeah. Right.
Same reason. Sheni Omer, I would say, okay, I've got 5 down here.
So it's
possible I could have the right 5,
but
it's also possible I could have one of that other birdie. Shema ha-goz la-poreach hu-ech mechshel, maybe the one who flew is one of those 5. Okay? And therefore, that's no good, because remember, the other buddy that's before, the one that flew away, right, you really can't do any of it, because we don't know what its mate back home was used for. Think about it. That bird that flew out,
right,
he was originally connected with that first bird.
Yeah.
Since we don't know what's going to happen with that first bird may be shechted as a chattis, maybe shechted as an ola. Whatever it is, the other one has to be the opposite. But since I don't know what it is, I can never be sure what the one that flew out can be. So that's automatically no good.
But doesn't it matter chronologically which group is killed first? Because
we don't know what's going to eventually happen to that other bird. And you can never know. And you don't, more than that, the one that flew away, you don't really know which one it was either.
No.
Right? So you really are messed up. So it comes up from the original 2, they're both messed up. The one behind is messed up, and the one that flew in is messed up.
Right.
Now the reverse is also true. But we did 6 below and 5 above. Same thing, just the opposite. You have 5 kosher chatos, va'arba olos, and 4 olos. Shani Omer, because I'm going to say, Shema Hagozel Mechamisha Shalmala. Maybe the bird came from the 5 from above, was from that. Nimtza HaKosher Me'asara Tisha. Comes out, whenever you have 10, you'll get 9. Hare Pasel Echad. So he messed up 1. Okay? So it always work out that's what it means. When one flies in, it's out, and it takes one out with it.
Yeah.
Okay, that was the easy one.
So the one that's
fun begins tomorrow. Tomorrow. Tomorrow's next day.
One that's left behind has no value either?
Yeah, it can't be brought.
Right.
Rambam doesn't say it specifically here, but it can't be brought because we don't know what happened to the bird who flew away. The bird who flew away, it was brought somewhere, and only God knows if it's a chatos or an ola. Right?
Yeah.
Since only God knows it's a chatos or an ola, what do you do with the bird that's behind? I can't bring it. But what if I do bring it? If you do bring
it... How come we said in the first case when he flew away that we can use him?
No, we don't use it.
No, the first case.
No, it died. It died and no one's going to use it. Remember, the first case, I went out of my way to say the one who flew away is dead and not going to ever be offered. So now, when you have two and one goes and you know it's dead and
not
never was...
dead, but flew away.
No, and I added, and you know it'll never be brought back as a korban. Okay. I added that for a reason. So in the first case, it's a pair, but the other one's gone, never to be dealt with as a korban. So now I can just add one to the pair. Here, you have the one flew into somewhere else, and could very well have been used. I don't know what it was used for.
Right.
So now I don't know what it's used for, so I can't, that bird that's behind, I can't do anything with it.
Right.
But the bird that went in, how do I know I want to do something with the bird that's were left behind? I'm not supposed to. I know something didn't happen with it. So therefore, it doesn't work.
Now you keep on saying the fun's about to begin.
Tomorrow it's really going to. Tomorrow we're going to need these pictures. Okay, Shkaya.
I say higher than nothing.